You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
The US Report.
With Lester Fisher, very good morning to you. We start with the intention by the president to get rid of the infamous jail.
Absolutely, Africa. President Barack Obama's plans to close the detention center at Guantanamo Bay slammed into a wall of Republican opposition, stopping cold the president's hope for a bipartisan effort to close what he calls a chapter that began in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. This long-awaited proposal, which was requested by Congress, is the president's last attempt to make good on his unfulfilled campaign promise by persuading Congress to change the law, a law that prohibits detainees accused of violent extremist acts on U.S. soil. 14 years after the facility opened and 7 years after the president took office, Mr. Obama argued that it was finally time to shutter this facility that has sparked persistent legal battles, become a recruiting tool for Islamic militants, and garnered strong opposition from some allies abroad. Despite that contention, Republicans have put up a roadblock. They say they will not, under any circumstances, allow any detainees from Guantanamo to eventually wind up at any U.S. prison.
And how come, Lester?
The reason for it is that they fear that terrorists will be released into their communities. At least that's what they're saying is their fear. I have a sense that, like everything that President Obama proposes, the Republican Senate is disposed not to agree. And I think this is one of those cases.
Well, the 10th Republican debate was explosive, as expected. Rubio really going out guns blazing against Donald Trump. But Trump, being the Trump that he is, getting a very important and sweet endorsement from former Republican nomination hopeful Chris Christie.
Absolutely. A big wet endorsement today. Governor Chris Christie backed Donald Trump in the Republican race for president, as the billionaire businessman sought to beat back a series of blistering attacks from Marco Rubio on his character by unveiling a powerhouse endorsement. Quote, this is a person who will go to Washington, D.C. and be able to absolutely turn the place around, Christie told a news conference down in Fort Worth, Texas. Christie said Trump was hands down the better choice than the first-term senator who didn't show up for work. We don't need any more of these in Washington, said Christie. The shock endorsement came after Rubio, in an abrupt shift cheered by anxious Republicans nationwide, shattered months of relative peace with Trump in the debate last night. It marked the beginning of the long-awaited takedown effort on Trump on the weekend before Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday comes up on Tuesday, in which there are literally more than a dozen states. And the last report of the polls indicates that Mr. Trump continues to win and lead in all of them, and that then in most of them, Hillary Clinton is also ahead in the Democratic race.
Lester, let's finish off with a sweet story, my story of the week, without a doubt. A 106-year-old woman saying now she's ready to die after having met the first couple.
An absolutely unbelievable story. If you haven't seen it yet on YouTube, I strongly suggest that you go hunt it down. The 106-year-old woman is from Virginia. Her name is Virginia McLaurin, and she can finally die happy, she says, after meeting President Barack Obama. Video of the centenarian shaking her groove with excitement quickly went viral on the Internet last week at Black History Month reception of the White House. The grandmother told the AP that when she saw the president and the first lady, Michelle Obama, in the flesh, quote, I was so happy I started dancing. I've come a long ways, McLaurin told an interviewer outside her Washington home. Says, I didn't think I'd ever live and go see this far in the world. McLaurin, who said she was born in South Carolina in 1909, the White House invitation, she says, was a long time in the making. It's been more than a year since she started a White House petition asking to meet the president and offering to come to his house to make it easier for him. And she did, and she danced, and the video has gone viral.
It is too sweet for words. Lester Fisher, thank you very much for joining us this weekend.